This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it is Monday night, so you know what that means. It's Medal of Honor Monday time for you new listeners, and amazingly, there are a lot of you. I cannot believe, still can't believe this show works. Chris, why do people like this? What's wrong with everybody? All right, there's a lot of new listeners, so this is what the deal is. Every Monday, at this exact time, we take a Medal of Honor citation, and we read it. Now, Medal of Honor citation is simply this. Whenever you earn a Medal of Honor, they do a write-up on you. They wrote down what you did, and they're all available to everybody to read. Do you realize that? They're all available online. There are several websites. You can sort them by branch of service or conflict or anything. There's tons of them. They're all there. They're all free. You can do this with your kids. You can do this with your class in school, if you're a teacher. Do it with your Sunday school class, with your Boy Scout troop, with your baseball team. Don't worry about giving me credit or anything like that. I didn't earn any of these Medal of Honors. These guys did. But this spreading this kind of heroism and patriotism in a society that honors so much endless wretched filth, it's critical. You remember that Yuri Bezmenov clip I've played for you 1,000 times where he talks about the school and how the kids are educated, but how Marxism, it was being promoted in the schools. And what did he say? Without being countered by the basic values of Americanism. Part of the problem today isn't just all the endless filth out there. It's we don't create an alternative for people. No, I don't want my kid to care about the latest YouTube star. But who am I giving him instead? He's going to have somebody, right? No, I don't want my kid to look up to scumbag NFL players ever. Who do I give him? Well, we got an email. This is a good place to start. Jesse, when I was the age of your sons, I remember seeing an illustration of the last moments of Commander Gilmore's life after he gave the command to take her down to save his crew. The submarine was submerged and he was holding onto the bridge rail with one hand, looking resolute and staring straight ahead as the ocean water was up to his chin as the submarine was diving down. Such bravery and sacrifice that was illustrated in this painting called Take Her Down that I can still remember after 50 years. Please do Commander Gilmore the honor of reading his citation. Love your show, you great big hulk of masculinity and handsomeness. All right, so without further ado, let's honor the man.
Ready, aim.
Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
This is Howard Walter Gilmore, U.S. Navy, World War II in the Pacific. He was a commander, January 10th to February 7th, 1943 in the Southwest Pacific. For distinguished gallantry and valor above and beyond the call of duty as commanding officer of the USS Growler during her fourth war patrol in the Southwest Pacific from the 10th of January to the 7th of February, 1943, boldly striking at the enemy in spite of continuous hostile air and anti-submarine patrols, Commander Gilmore sank one Japanese freighter and damaged another by torpedo fire, successfully evading severe depth charges following each attack. In the darkness of night on the 7th of February, an enemy gunboat closed ranged and prepared to ram the Growler. Commander Gilmore daringly maneuvered to avoid the crash and rammed the attacker instead, ripping into her port side at 17 knots and bursting wide her plates. In the terrific fire of the sinking gunboat's heavy machine guns, Commander Gilmore calmly gave the order to clear the bridge and, refusing safety for himself, remained on deck while his men preceded him below. Struck down by the fusillade of bullets and having done his utmost against the enemy, in his final living moments, Commander Gilmore gave his last order to the officer of the deck: "Take her down." The Growler dived, seriously damaged, but under control. She was brought safely to port by her well-trained crew, inspired by the courageous fighting spirit of their dead captain. Rest in peace, warrior. Couple things I should probably explain that can be confusing if you don't understand or just haven't read anything on the war in the Pacific. It says he sank a Japanese freighter and damaged another, and then it talks about depth charges. Let me explain something. Japan, obviously, I know you know this, it's an island nation, and they were starved of resources. So any reasonable commander understands that a blockade or a siege, depending on whether you're land or not, is a critical part of warfare. If you can starve your enemy of critical resources, you eventually he doesn't have the strength to continue the fight. So once we finally gained naval superiority over the Japanese, which really was after Midway, basically Midway, which is a win for us, we gained naval superiority and Japan really never had it again. We used it and we attacked. I can't even describe to you how many tons of goods are at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean because Japan was desperately trying to get goods into their country because their people were starving. They were starved of supplies. It was really, really bad. And our Navy, especially our submarines, launched an all-out assault on that shipping industry and brought it to its knees. It's a big part of why Japan was brought to its knees. Everyone gives all the credit to, you know, two atom bombs, but we bombed basically every major Japanese city. Those were just the two big ones people remember. At the same time, we were choking them off from supplies. It was huge. Now, back to the depth charges. The Japanese, because they were desperate, just intelligence-wise, but they were desperate, they really, really wanted to get these goods in. They needed to get these goods in. So you sent out anti-submarine patrols. What those oftentimes look like, it just depends on which Navy. Oftentimes, they're destroyers. A destroyer does a lot of anti-submarine work, and they drop depth charges. Now, if you've ever seen a sub movie, you understand what these things are. It's just a big canister full of explosives. They drop into the water, and they're set to go off at a certain depth. So if you catch wind of a submarine and you can get over them and drop that depth charge, you can take them down. Now, keep this in mind, too. explosions under the water, they go to the path of least resistance, right? Well, that's up. Down is more pressure. It's always up. The explosion, when it explodes, it goes up. So if you're in a submarine, and I've listened to podcasts where submariners talk about this. If you're in a submarine, it's the most frightening thing in the world, because not only is it loud and it's shaking you, you understand if one of them hits you, it's over. It doesn't take multiple hits because you're completely submerged. If they get under you, remember, if they go off over you, it'll be loud, but you're going to be fine because the explosion's going up. If they go off beside you, as long as it's not too close, it'll be loud and even more uncomfortable, but you'll be fine because the explosion goes up. If they go off underneath you, every single person in that submarine is dead. There will be no survivors. That's just not how it works. That's one of the feast or famine things when it comes to submarines. Yeah, they're harder to see, harder to hit, harder to all that stuff's great, right? Ah, look at your big dumb battleship. It's easy to hit. Battleship can take a whole lot of hits before it goes down to the depths. Submarine takes one. It's over. You're all dead. And you die, let's be frank, horribly. You die as your submarine fills up with water. If it gets deep enough, you will die with it not only full of water, you will die in the dark, and you will die as it collapses around you and crushes you like you're some kind of frog in a soda can and someone's squeezing it. The pressure of the ocean will eventually collapse it into a pancake. So, look, I know that's heavy, but when we talk about these stories, I think it's important to understand what these guys went through, right? That's, oh, man. I've been on a World War II era submarine just as a tour thing. Ooh, no, thank you. That, oh, Chris, you can't imagine how narrow. I couldn't, I have wide shoulders. I couldn't walk down the hall. I had to sides. Oh, nope, I'm out on that. All right, let's talk a little Biden. And how did we get so fat? Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
He turned to me as if to say,
it is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you miss any part of the show, that's fine. Can't imagine why you'd miss a single minute of the Shogun, Chris. But you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I'm gonna get to the Brian Stelter thing and whatnot in a minute, but I have to get to some emails because there's some good ones. Dear Mr. Doctor, I've heard you say not to report back to the boss until the task is complete. I've actually used this logic recently and just figured out situations on my own and everything was great. What if someone is stupid? I think a stupid person should ask a superior how to do something rather than creating a liability for others. I could give examples, but I'm sure you already have some. Says I can say his name. His name is Zach. All right, let's go to what he's talking about here. I have this thing. You ready to feel better about something? Do you know that you are probably in the top 10% of employees in the United States of America? Do you know that if you show up on time, you don't leave early, you don't office gossip, and when the boss gives you a task, you don't return to him until the task is complete? Your job as an employee is to make his job, make his life easier. If you do that, you'll stay employed. If you don't, you won't. If he gives you a task, figure it out, and he doesn't see your face until it's done. It's not his job to help you. It's your job to help him. You follow all four of those. I'm sure you do. You don't understand, because you follow all four of those, how rare that is. That's very, very rare. It's virtually impossible to find. Go talk to a small business owner out there and tell them those four things. Those four things take no skills, no natural talents whatsoever. Anybody can do those. Now, that brings me to his question, what if you're stupid? This is actually a very good point, because there are a lot of stupid people out there. I mean, there's tons of them. Today, I was on the way to work, saw a guy. Gosh, I couldn't tell. Certainly young, under 40, 20s or 30s. Out walking in a park. There's a park off to the right when I'm on my way to work. Out walking in a park. There's not another human being in the park, mask on his face. Now, that level of stupidity, there's nothing I can do to help that person.
There's nothing you can do to help that person. But this is also important. We don't reorder a society. We don't change rules. We don't adjust the society based on the bottom 10% of society. And that's what we've become as a country. We've taken every freak and loser in this country, every idiot, and we've designed the society for them instead of designing the society for you. So I don't care whether the stupid person goes back to the boss or doesn't go back to the boss ahead of time, because I'm not under the impression the stupid person can be salvaged. The stupid person is going to have a difficult life. That old John Wayne line, life is hard. It's harder when you're stupid. It's very true. It's hard to be stupid. Stupid makes life very, very difficult. And I know I've had long periods of time in my life when I've been really stupid. And those were all times where I was hurting. I was screwing up. Everything sucked. Why? Because of my own stupidity. Once I stopped being stupid, things got easier. It's amazing how that works. Jesse. So the word in the media is they postponed. He's talking about the Boise Pride event. They postponed due to safety concerns for the family and children. Okay, let's rewind in case you missed it. Last week, we got word Boise, Idaho was putting on a drag kids event for children as young as 11. It was Christopher Russo's reporting. I want to make sure I give him credit. That's how I found out about it. We then put out the word on this show. You blew up the phone lines of the city, the city hall in Boise, and of the various sponsors like Tito's and Jack Daniels and others. Many of those sponsors pulled out after they heard your outrage and they canceled the event, but they claimed they postponed it. The only reason I bring this up now is I want you to understand this is something I personally have experienced. The norm is they will cite threats of violence from the right, especially when they have to make any adjustments. Because the communist is never going to go out and acknowledge the unpopularity of his policies or stances. That's simply not how he works. What does he do? He immediately plays the victim. I should note that while obviously threats happen, one, don't do that. It's illegal and stupid. Two, they're very, very rare that people on the right threaten. That's just not something that happens. But that is something you should always be aware of as a common tactic the communist uses. Whenever he gets caught doing something, gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar and gets whipped and has to pull the hand out, he always cites safety concerns. But you'll notice, and that from now on, you'll dig into this and you'll figure it out. You notice there are never specifics. We never get to hear them. Oh, there were voicemails? I'd love to hear that. Could you play it for me? Oh, there were emails. Wow, that's really easy. Just show me it. Show me a copy. You don't even have to show me who sent it. Do you have a copy? I've experienced this before when I got we had some hardcore communists try to run some parade in my area, and I got to run out thanks to you. Blew up the phone lines, got to run out. Immediately, she runs to the newspaper and cites threats. There were threats. Newspaper runs with it. Threats! Then another newspaper ran on that newspaper story. There were threats, threats. Soon newspapers are writing stories on newspaper stories on newspaper stories on newspaper stories. All of them from Yahoo on down, all citing threats. Guess how many threats were cited? Zero. They kept trying to get a hold of her. She kept saying, sorry, I'm out of town. Yeah, no, I'm too busy. Because there weren't any threats. This is very, very common. This is something the communist does all the time. Whenever you see this stuff, just know there probably weren't any threats. All these child mutilating demon doctors out there now doing the trans stuff on kids, like Boston Children's Hospital, they've been caught big time. I mean, just flat out. It's a mill over there for attacking children. Their videos that they publicized, the public caught wind of them. They since had to take the videos down. And what are they citing? Go look into it right now. What are they citing? Threats. They're getting lots of threats. There are threats. But ask them to see them. Ask them to hear them. It's not hard to play someone a voicemail. Why don't I ever get to hear these threats or see these threats? Oh, I think you know. You know what? I'll take some phone calls tonight. 877-377-4373. Don't suck. I'm in a mood. I'm going to hang up. 877-377-4373. 4373. No small talk. Get to the point.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Halfway through the Jesse Kelly Show, man, That's fast. But hey, look, the truth of the matter is,
you know, freedom is not free.
It's not free, Chris. It's not free. All right. I'm going to get to the calls in a second. 877-377-4373. I have a few different things I need to get to. But one, this hit me. The headline today, well, one of them today, it was, walking can lower the risk of an early death. But there's more to it than a number of steps. And this was actually a CNN headline, but it doesn't matter. You could go find 1,000 articles that say that today. Hey, you should walk. Hey, did you know you should move for 15 minutes every day? Hey, did you know you should get some sunshine, that you actually need to be outside in the sun? I mean, they're endless. You could look them up online. They're endless. Hey, guess what? Fresh air is better than the recirculated air in your home. All these breaking articles today. And you know what I thought about? This is a terrible morbid thought, but I did think about this. Think about how they're going to look at us as a society 2,000 years from now, 1,000 years from now, when America's long gone. When they pull up the old writings and they see things like, hey, make sure you walk today. You know who we are. Have you ever seen the movie WALL-E? Now, if you have kids, everyone with kids is not in their head, and everyone without kids is not. It doesn't matter. It's some, I think it was Pixar. I don't know. A movie about some robot on some adventure on some island based on a true story. I'm kidding. Not on an island, on another planet. So he's some robot on an adventure. It doesn't matter. But there aren't any people in the movie. You don't see any people till the end. And then civilization, people come flying in. I forget the details. I was trying my best to block out the movie. This is years ago I saw it. And you find out people, basically, they just fly around in some big spaceship. They're all obesely fat. They're all strapped into their seats. When they want to eat something, it's fed directly to them right there. They never move. 1,000 years from now, when they look back at us, that's how we're going to look. That's how we're going to look. We have to have articles now saying, hey, go for a walk. And I'm not even indicting anybody specifically there, because life is easy. And if I'm being honest, I have days like that. I try to avoid them, but I have days like that where I don't. Do you have to see the sunshine? If food delivered to your door? Shoot, if I put it in enough instructions, my delivery driver would probably walk right in here in the studio and deliver something if I asked him to. It's just, life got way too easy. And I think that's a big, explanation as to why we are where we are. Life got so easy, we lacked real problems. Like, we talk about all this trans insanity now. You know where they don't have any of that? None. And I mean zero. There's none of it. Poor countries. Because when you're actually trying to survive, oh no, I hope I can have clean water today. But they don't worry about changing genders there. A society that becomes obsessed with this kind of insanity is a society, frankly, with too much time on its hands. What, Chris? Chris said we had a COVID challenge and trans insanity work going that. We didn't have a COVID challenge. We had a government challenge. Yes, COVID's a disease. Yes, it's killed people. Maybe it's killed people you love. COVID wasn't near as deadly as the government response. We didn't have a COVID challenge. We had a, I mean, if we're being honest, we don't even have to put it on the government. We had an us challenge. We did not rise to the occasion. All right? Jared, Pennsylvania, go.
Yes. Hey, actually, what I would like to do right now is say thank you to all the listeners that are listening to you right now. And if everyone that's listening feels the way that I do, which I'm sure they feel pretty strongly, and there's probably some other people that don't feel the same way, we need to be strong, and we need to be smart, and we need to be the patriots that we've always been. That this country is born, black, white, brown. I don't care who you are. People come here for a country.
I like it. That's good. Jeff, Houston, go.
Maybe it was important. Sava was the worst ass-kicking we had ever had.
Hold on, Jeff, Jeff, Jeff. Were you already talking before I even got to the phone? Restart yourself. What are you saying?
Okay, Midway was very important. Sava was the worst naval defeat we had ever had. Tassafaronga was nearly as bad. We had these ferocious night engagements.
I can't. Somebody's got to talk. We need to get Jeff. You know how they could do it on the podcast? I heard some people have done this to me before, so I sound drunk. I didn't know this was a thing you could do. But if you podcast the show, apparently you can do this. You can speed me up or slow me down. Obviously, a sped up me, I'm assuming, would sound like a chipmunk. But I guess since my voice is fairly low anyway, if you slow me down, people email in and they'll say I sound hammered. We need that for other people. You know who you need that for, Chris? Ugh. I need a minute. We'll get back to the calls in a minute. 877-377-4373. You know who you need that for? The guy who takes your order at the drive-thru. No, hear me out. This is what you get every time now. Because they're not trained at all, and they don't think about what they're doing, and they don't want to be there, obviously, because those jobs suck. I'm not indicting someone who's not enjoying working at, you know, a fast food place, but this is what you get. You pull up to Jack in the Box or Taco Bell, and this is what you get. Welcome to Taco Bell. You take your order, please. Okay, and you give them your order, only there's an option there you miss. Do you want the olive sauce or fry sauce? And you say, I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you, but they repeat it back to you with the exact same volume and the exact same pace. It's easier than the fry sauce. If you don't change anything, I'm not going to be able to understand. I need you to change the volume and pace. It's fry sauce. It's unbelievable. We need that for real life, Chris. Jeff needs one of those for sure. Dan, Tennessee, go.
All right, we're living in an insane asylum, and the inmates are running the insane asylum. That's why, if you're logical and you think clearly, this is so upsetting, because you have to live with a bunch of people that are amoral, immoral, and downright evil. And
that's a great call, and that's so true. This actually leads me exactly into something I'm going to talk about, and I'll get back to these in a little bit. 877-377-4373. Big headline today. I shouldn't say big headline. Headline today, is Brian Stelter. Well, wait a minute. I guess him being there does make it big. But Brian Stelter heads to Harvard. Okay, what's the deal? Well, you remember his show was canceled on CNN. No one watched. CNN canceled it. But what's this have to do with being led by morons? How often do we talk about the system taking care of its own? The system takes care of its own. And what's that mean? Jen Psaki started her new job today. Where is it? NBC News. What it means is this. When you have a nakedly corrupt system and the same ideology governs all of your institutions, it's virtually impossible to fail. I mean, to fail and not be able to earn a living. If you start underperforming at your job, you're in serious trouble. If you're part of the system, if you prove yourself a good, loyal servant of the system, no, you may not last in your current gig forever. They'll find you a new gig, though. But what does that have to do with being led by the insane idiots, by all the dumbest people leading society, and then the smart people like us were forced to watch it? What does that have to do with it? I'll merge those two worlds when we get back, Chris, and I'll get back to some more calls and stuff like that. Before I get to that, I'm going to go into this story more in depth tomorrow. But New York Post has a story out today about violent crimes being up this year over last year. Remember how bad last year was? They're up. And I just want to say, I've pointed this out a bunch on the show. I'm going to keep pointing it out, that as we go into darker times, I mean, this goes into more than just George Soros prosecutors and things like that. As we go into darker times and society starts to fray, as we're fraying now, it doesn't take much to push someone into a world of desperation and violence. That stuff is only going up from here. Keep something on you at all times to protect yourself at all times. Jogging, grocery store, heading to church, out to the mall, just got to run down to the mailbox. All times. I was in the pool this weekend. Took the wife and kids out to the pool. My gun was still within 5 feet of me at all times. Get a hero gun, non-lethal gun. It'll save your life. It has a laser sight on it, point and squeeze. Anyone can use it. You don't need a concealed carry permit. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And actually, before I finish my thought here on why our institutions are so untrustworthy now, I do actually have a little bit of, I guess it's kind of breaking news.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
I don't know if I've ever told you this before, and you're going to find this shocking. All those voices in that sound effect, they're all me. No. I'm not even kidding. They're all me. I know. I'm sorry. Look, never meet your heroes. All right. Anyway, back to the story. They're saying a strike is coming. Well, they think it's coming. What kind of a strike? Not a good one. Trains. The freight trains. Quote, I expect coal to be hit particularly hard. Union, the workers are unionized. Apparently, they haven't been getting days off. I don't know the details. I don't know the what's right, what's wrong, who's good, who's bad. But I just point this out again, that please do take some steps to make sure that you have some emergency things that you need, okay? Just make sure you've got some things you need. When you have an economy that's so brittle, like it is now, it's so brittle, it doesn't take much to push it over the edge. And you don't know what that thing's going to be. Could be a strike, could be a war, could be a natural disaster. You don't know. It could push it over the edge. All right. Let me finish my thought. Stelter goes to Harvard. Okay. Failed TV guy goes to Harvard. Well, obviously, that's the system taking care of its own. But it actually, more than anything, shows you a huge reason why we failed so spectacularly during COVID. I heard all the time, trust the experts. The experts. What about the experts? The science. The science experts. The med. Are you a doctor? What about the experts? But here's a hard pill to swallow. Most of our experts are stupid or corrupt or both. And that's really hard because wrap your mind around this. The stupid, corrupt people, they're not only not experts, they're busy, as we speak, certifying the next field of experts. I'm a Dr. Nerd, and I'm here to tell you, as Dr. Nerd, that cloth mask may save your life or grandma's. And I'm an expert. I am an expert. You see that right here, doctor. Not only this, Harvard has guaranteed. They're the ones who certified my expertise status. But then you start traveling down that rabbit hole and you find out, wait a minute, all the guys at Harvard that said this guy's an expert, they're all stupid communists too. Wait a minute. Who certified them? And you go down that rabbit hole. And that's what we have now. We don't have a system that prioritizes actual expertise or being right about things or common sense or logic or sober reason. We have a system that serves only itself. So you can go right from CNN to Harvard, right into Hollywood if you feel like it. Hey, maybe go work for a congressman. But because the system is not trying to serve some higher purpose or greater purpose, the system's only designed to serve itself. We are becoming a society. This happens a lot with late stage republics. It's a fascinating thing. It's kind of unquantifiable, but you can see it. We're becoming a society that actually doesn't have experts in any field. Now, there are still experts out there, no question about it. Find some guy who's been doing something 30 years, whatever that may be, whether that's, you know, hammer and nails or a doctor, that guy's going to know some things. But we're becoming a society without expertise at all. And if you don't have any expertise, it's very hard to pick that up because we don't prioritize it. We prioritize every new wingnut and psychopath out there. Every aggrieved loser in our society gets a voice, gets the loudest voice. Anybody who's actually correct about things, well, they get shunned. They get censored. They get told to shut up. But hey, again, I'll play it again for you. You were told. I was told over and over and over again. Hey, we have to destroy children. We have to destroy American society. Endless businesses cause suicides to go up. And we have to do it because, hey, 6 feet away, that's what the science says.
So I asked him, I said, so Dr. Redfield, can you tell me, can I get an example of the science and the studies that the CDC used to make that social distancing 6 feet, etc.? So I was walking with him after the meeting. And he looked at me and we got along well, and he chuckled and he said, Paul, science, what he said, science, there was no science. We made it up. And I was stunned. I stood there and I looked at him and said, Dr. Redfield, what do you mean made it up? And like, I was laughing. And he said, well, you know, some people talk 12 feet, some said 9, some said 1, some countries talked about 3 feet. It looked like 6 feet would have worked. And so we went with 6 feet. And when I started to share this information, that I was so stunned.
I'm not going to play the whole thing again, but they just simply made it all up. All those experts who sounded so sure of themselves. Not only were they sure of themselves, they were sure you and your freedoms were going to screw everything up for science. They all just made it all up. That's hard to accept, isn't it? Dr. Nerd from Harvard, 8,000 years of college, and he's an idiot. You actually know more than him. That's tough. But in a late stage republic, that's what you deal with. All right, let's talk about something good real quick before I get back to these calls. You know we're going to go on a history tour of Israel next year, right? You know we're going to, there's going to be a final battlefield in the end, Armageddon. You know we're going to walk on that together, right? Me, the wife, my kids, Chris, Michael. Shoot, I think my parents are coming. And the listeners of the show. Well, as many as we can fit in there. Keep in mind, there's a limit on this. It can get too big and probably will get too big very quickly that we can't accept anymore. We're going to Masada, the fort where they all killed themselves. And the Romans built, remember the Romans built the ramp up to Masada. We're going to Jerusalem, Bethlehem. It's going to be sick. You can come. I do have to stress this because I know there people are going to be mad about this. There's nothing I can do about it. I talked to them about it. There is a limited availability. There's nothing I can do. There's only so many buses. The country's only so big, all right? ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse is where you go to sign up. It's next July. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. Or you can call, if you're on the road, 877-234-3002. Will we make fun of Chris there? Yes, of course we're going to make fun of Chris there. Especially when we go over the crucifixion of Jesus and stuff, we'll all stand around and kind of give Chris the side eye, like, hey, are you sure you want to be here? But it's going to be a blast, all right? ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. Okay, I promised you I would. I only took like one. I'm going to get to some more calls before I get to some other things, like Putin strategizing winter? Who is this combat mastermind? Next.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.